Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we'll learn Daf Nun Zayin of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we're learning about include Chilufin V'Gidulin. If one makes a neder using general terms, such as Hanoydu Min HaTe'inim, forbidding a particular type of fruit, it is only us to eat the fruit, but Chilufayin, items exchanged for them, and Gidulayin, their growths, are mutter. In certain cases, the growths are usher as well. Some of the factors used to classify such Nedarim include Kainim Peyr Se'elu Alai. If the neder was made on a specific item, we understand that the neidu wanted to give that object a special status, not just to forbid it. He must therefore treat it like hekdesh, and it may not benefit from its growths or exchanges. Ein zarei kala. If the seeds or roots of the planted item did not decompose before regrowing, such as the bulb of an onion, then the growths, and even the growths of the growths, are usher since they are partially comprised of the original iser. Gidulei heter malin nesa iser. The Gemara questions whether the growths of a davar aser that was replanted will nullify the iser of the original object. The Ran explains that the Gemara is actually asking about the status of the growths themselves, whether they retain the halacha of the original iser, or if they acquire their own distinct identity and are mutar.